Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today led the board to the downside in ag. We were down 6 to 6.5 cents on the corn. That put March corn at 3.52 even, down 6 3/4, about a penny and a half off the low. If you look at the chart here briefly, this is the lowest we've been in a very, very long time. So the contract punched through new contract lows here. It probably will increase fund selling. Funds are already short 470 million bushels, and as it makes new lows, likely to continue to drive those prices down. Beans down 4 3/4 cents as well in January. The March looks like they're going to close down about 8 1/4 cents, 8.56 even. A brief look at the chart there for those March beans. Not quite new contract lows, but we're working back toward them to the lows set back in the middle part of November. And then wheat futures continue to grind lower here. We had Kansas City March down about 14 1/4 cents at 4.54 1/4. That would be new lows there by a significant amount. So hedge fund short, of course, wheat, corn, and beans. And as the market makes new lows, that is likely to continue to push that market on down to the downside. Now, outside markets are all weaker across the board. We have the stock market considerably weaker, weighing on these.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
The export report this morning was negative for corn. The number was 324,000. The average guesses were 475 to 600, so it was less than the low end of that range. Wheat was considered neutral at 348,000. We were looking for 200 to 350, so I guess it was really on the high end of the range. And then beans exceeded expectations at 1.51 million metric tons. They were looking for 1.05 to 1.3, so higher than expected there. Now for 2015, for the year, we were lower across the board for ag. It looked like corn was down about 9.6%, beans down 15.6%, wheat down 20%, live cattle down 16%, feeders down 24%, Kansas City wheat down 25%. So across the board, ag and other commodities are all under pressure, partially due to the fact that the dollar has gone up. Also, maybe the impact of the anticipation of increased interest rates weighing on prices there. Cattle futures today were lower on live cattle, higher on the feeders. Box beef at midday was up $4 in choice, $4.71 on select. So really strong box beef has led to a neutral to a little bit higher cattle prices.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, at February live cattle down 37 at 136.42, April down 55 at 137.42, January feeder cattle 72 higher at 167.62, March up 102 at 164.67, February lean hogs down 37 at 59.42, April down 50 at 65.45, March Kansas City wheat down 14 1/4 at 4.54 1/4. May down 14 1/4 at 4.64 1/2. March Chicago wheat down 11 3/4. quarters at 4.58 1/4. March corn down 7 1/4 at 3.51 1/2. May down 7 at 3.57 1/2. January soybeans 6 3/4 lower at 8.64 1/2. January down 8 1/4 at 8.56. March cotton down 67 at 62.61. May down 64 at 63.47. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.